In Texas, a number of civil rights groups are angry over the inclusion of Governor Greg Abbott as an honorary grand marshal of a parade to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Christopher Connolly from member station KERA explains.
Dominique Alexander from the Dallas-based Next Generation Action Network said he was shocked when he heard that Texas Governor Greg Abbott was given top billing at the festivities.
We will not tolerate this, and we call for an effective boycott of the North Texas Martin Luther King Parade.
The NAACP chapter in nearby Arlington, Texas, also decried Abbott's inclusion. The group is convening a town hall on how to respond and released a statement saying that Abbott has, quote, done more to damage and undermine African-American and Latino civil and voter rights, educational opportunities, and economic empowerment than any other modern-day Texas governor. Jeff Hood, a pastor and activist, said Martin Luther King stood up for the rights of poor and marginalized people and that they should be front and center in the parade.
Right now, with Greg Abbott being the grand marshal, we don't have a keeper of the dream. We have a killer of the dream.
A parade spokeswoman says Abbott was invited as the top elected official in Texas, and that part of King's legacy is engaging with people even when you don't agree with them. She said participation shouldn't be seen as an endorsement of any particular policies. A spokeswoman for the governor said Abbott looks forward to honoring Dr. King, and that, quote, it's a shame that some are politicizing what should be a unifying event.
This is no politics. I am at odds with the governor's policies.
Ruby Faye Woolridge is an Arlington community activist who's running for Congress. She says Abbott's support for voter ID laws and gerrymandered districts undermine the voting power of people of color.
Those policies, along with him not expanding Medicaid, those things hurt the African-American community. Let's be clear about that.
Woolridge says she hopes that if Abbott does take part in the parade, he'll also sit down with civil rights leaders and community groups to talk about the impact of his policies. For Here and Now, I'm Christopher Connolly in Fort Worth.